So today I want to do the sugya of, it's a long sugya, but touch on the sugya of Ein Holchem B'Mamon Achar Arayv. So it comes up two places in the seminary. David was supposed to make copies. Okay, fine. So I want to start with Sif Chav Gimel, which is the classical case in the Shas, Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Hamoicher Shor L'Chaver V'Nimtza Nagchan. So you sold a shor to your friend, and it turns out that it's a nagchan. Now a nagchan is not, apparently, is not roi for charisha. A nagchan is not roi for charisha. Why is a nagchan not roi for charisha?
It was injured.
No, it was the one that... It is the negeach.
No.
It has that teva in it. So what's wrong with that? So there's a couple different shitas. Some say it's because it's chayv misa, maybe. Some say it's because it's just wild and you can't tame it, or it's just a natural thing. But kopanim, it's not roi for charisha. So what is the seller's claim? Seller's claim is obviously that he sold it to you to shecht for meat, and for meat, it's totally fine. For meat, it's totally fine. So I'm going to show you how to make a im ein lechiach im knoi lecharisha oy leshchita. If there's no specific proof, there was no conversation between the moich and the lekach. There's no proof. We don't know. Kigoyin shu adam shu kainel lezel lezeh. And you, by nature, buy for either one. V'gam ein lechacha bedamim. And there's no clear raya in your money, how much you spent on it. The boss are caught, you know, there were different times in economic history, I guess. Sometimes Harisha is more expensive than boss. Sometimes boss is more expensive than Harisha. So we're talking about that there's no raya mitzad the money. The seller can say, I sold it to you for meat. In which case, Nagchan is not a Siba to make Mekach Tois. Avo Bisha Roiv Koinim Lacharisha, even though the Roiv is in favor of the Lokeach. So the Roiv is in favor of the Lokeach. Okay? So the Roiv tells me that most people that buy cows buy them for Charisha. If you wanted meat, you just go to the butcher and get a piece of meat. Why would you buy a whole cow for? So if you bought the whole cow, Mistami bought it for Charisha, so you have a roiv in your favor. You cannot go basa roiv to get your money back. And this is the klal of Ein Holchem B'Mamon Achar HaRoiv. Halacha K'Shmuel V'Dini. This is the halacha of Shmuel, that Ein Holchem B'Mamon Achar HaRoiv. Now, let's think the other way. What happens if you didn't pay yet? Aval im hamois adayin biyad halokeach. But if he didn't pay yet, and the lokeach now still has the money, and he was saying, I don't want to pay, I bought it for charisha, it's a mekach tois. Loi mi baya im ruvon koinim lacharisha. If the lokeach has the money plus the roiv, he doesn't have to pay. Afilu ki hadodi, even if he doesn't have the roiv, it's 50-50. Hamoitzi mechaveray alav haraya. So let's make a diak here. It says, even if there's no roiv, so 50% of the people buy for this, 50% of the people buy for that, and he did not pay yet, so lokeach can keep the money. What about if it's roiv in the favor of the moicher? So the roiv says that roiv people buy for shechita. So it would be meduyik in the mechaber that the lokeach would have to pay. And we have to explain that because Ein Holchem B'Mamon Achar HaRoiv. When the lekech paid already, it seemed to be pretty clear that if the lekech paid already, then even if the roiv was in his favor, he can't get the money back from the moicher because Ein Holchem B'Mamon Achar HaRoiv to take away the muchzakos from the moicher. So how come if he didn't pay, it sounds like from the mechaber that he would have to pay? If the roiv is in the favor of the moicher. Now, We're going to jump on that diak and just keep it in mind, okay? But, fine. Then he fears always the simen. If there's a simen one way or the other, then you have to go with the simen and it's not a mekach tois. Fine. Now, so first thing I want to know is why is it that Ein Halacha Mamonachar Arayf? Why not? So the Tosfos in Sanhedrin and Tosfos Bava Kamma asked this kasha. They asked the kasha like this: how many dayanim do you need in a Beis Din for Dini Mamonis? Three. You sit in the entire with three people. How do they? Do you need it to be unanimous to vote to pass in the Shaila? No, two against one. So I Ein Halacha Mamonachar Arayf. You're going by Rav, and you're saying that if Rav of the people, if the Rav of the people, if you have Rav voting against the Mochzak, has to pay. I Ein Halacha Mamonachar Arayf. This Tosfos is kasha. So Tosfos in Sanhedrin and Tosfos in Bava Kamma ask his kasha, and they both give two different tirutzim. Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, says Tema to Bereisha Moicha Peretz Kamar Shmuel. The Ein Halacha Mamonachar Arayf, the Amayin the Loi Nelef B'Kav Chomer B'Dina Nefashas. Why don't we say Kav Chomer? If you go by Rav in order to, pask in the Shaila, what happened to Ein Halacha Mamonachar Arayf? So this is a fascinating answer. We do go by Mamonachar Arayf. We do. Just the Arayf that we're discussing here is a very bad Arayf. The Arayf of Radia is a very bad Arayf.
Why?
Good. So he doesn't say. He says, Rubel Radia Zavni Loi Chashiv. So I think that the Pshat of Tosfos is like this. That every roiv, there's two types of roivs in general. There's something called the roiv de'isa kamon, which is you have 9 pieces of meat, 10 pieces of meat, 9 are kosher, 1 is treif, etc. So you're counting up the things in front of you. Then there's a type of roiv, which is roiv called lesa kamon. It's more a general thing that this happens in the world. But most of the roivs that are called lesa kamon, there's a lashon in Rabbi Kiva Eiger. Rabbi Kiva Eiger's lashon in Ksuvah is Dafyud Gimel, if I remember correctly. Rabbi Kiva Eiger's lashon is the roiv lesa kamon is a roiv sheteva ha'olam mechayiv loy markein. The world was created with that type of natural mitzias. So, for example, roiv bi'ilos achar abal. We assume that most children are born from the father who's married to the woman. That's a natural thing. The Hashem created the world with that mitzias, right? Or you have roiv behemus einam treifus. You didn't count up the amount of animals in the world and say Hashem made the world that way. That roiv behemus einam treifus, or things of that nature. When it's ruba de lesa kamon, is because there's a reason that it has to be that way. Okay, roiv noshim that give birth to a ben kayama. The world was created with that teva. This roiv over here, of roiv people by Laradia, is completely circumstantial. There's nothing.
Meaning it could change?
Yeah. If society, if economically speaking, it would be better that most people should invest into meat than Radia, then they'll buy roiv will be after the meat. There's nothing specific about this roiv other than that we happen to know that right now, based on the economic mitzias, the latest Wall Street Journal article says that roiv people buy the radio. Okay? But tomorrow, things could change. So I think that that's what Tosfos means. I mean, I didn't see this pshat anywhere. But I think what Tosfos means is that it's not considered a roiv in teva. And if Rabbi Kiveger says that roiv, most times a roiv de lesa kamon is a roiv sheteva ha'oila mechayiv loy markein, so roivs that most people, when they're buying a cow, buy for radio, not basar, is completely circumstantial. It's not. There's nothing mechayiv that roiv to be true. Okay? So therefore, that's Tosfos' answer. So according to Tosfos, you can only apply the whole concept to these lower level roivs, which would be these cases of mekach tois. You're buying something, and you could be buying it for A or B. We have another case in the siman we're going to get to. Is you buy seeds. You buy wheat. Why? You could buy wheat for one of two reasons. You could buy wheat to grind it up, make flour, and make bread, or to plant it. Now, you need a higher grade seed to plant it to create wheat. Okay? A lower grade seed will be enough to make flour. So the guy tried to plant it and it flopped. And he's like, hey, well, you sold me a bad piece of bad seeds. No, I didn't. I thought you were making challah for Shabbos. I didn't chop your farmer one. Right? So it's the same shiloh. No, oh, most people buy flour for this. Again, that's circumstantial. So therefore, it's only going to be in these cases, but that's what Taisa's answer. Taisa's Baba Kama gives a different answer. Taisa's Baba Kama asks the same kasha. And Taisa says, Yesh Leimar, the Hasam Gabaday Onim Shiny, the Choshem Miyat Ditu Kimisha Einoi. When you have a Bezdin and two against one, how many people are paskining the Shiloh? Two or three?
Three.
Three. Because the Bezdin is made up of three. But one second, but only two of them paskin that way. So how'd you get a psak from a Bezdin? You can't have a Bezdin of two. So the Acher Rabim tells me two things. This is what Reb Chaim says, Pshat in the Tosfos. Reb Chaim says, Pshat in the Tosfos is that the Bezdin Roiv is a totally different Roiv. Bezdin Roiv is a two-step Roiv. Number one is we go by the Roiv, we follow the Roiv. But once we follow the Roiv determines that the meat is batal, and Memelo, the whole Bezdin is paskening like the Roiv.
So it's not the Roiv that's being voted in the Roiv, it's the Bezdin.
Right. And the Roiv just determined that that's the Psak of the entire Bezdin. So it says Tosfos, that's why you're allowed to go by Roiv there. But regular roiv ain't al chamamanacha roiv because ruba v'chazaka ruba adif. What's better, roiv v'chazaka roiv? Chazaka? What? No, ruba chazaka ruba adif. It's forget. That's a kasha now. It's forget. But Tais, that's fine. That's a kasha. That's from Shimon. Everyone asks that kasha. I'm sorry.
You can't be a
command
lesson when it's not.
No. That's it. The point is that the roiv of Bezdin is a different type of roiv. It's bottle, and Mill. That's why you use it for. You use it for mom. You use it for mama. But regularly, you don't go basa mama. You go with the ches, with the mochzak. Now, why don't you say Ruba Chazaka Ruba Adif? It's a different question. We'll leave that for a different time. Okay. So that's this concept. That the point that Tosfos is saying is that every time you want to take money from someone, okay, someone has possession of the money, and you want to remove the money from his possession, the concept is Amoitzi Mechaveroi Alav Araya. That when you want to take money from someone, you need a proof. Alav Araya. And you need a proof. So, Moshe, Migu lohaitzi lohaimina. Migu is not a proof. So a roiv is not a strong enough proof to be moitzi mamon. Okay, so you go with the mochzak. So therefore, going back to this simon. The lekach bought something, and he gave the money. Now he's saying it's a mekach tois. So he said, why is it mekach tois? Because roiv people that buy, most people, the majority of people who buy ox, buy it for the purpose of plowing, and you sold me an ox which is not capable of plowing. Okay? But you have to prove to me that that's why you bought it, and a roiv is not a good enough proof. Okay. But our question was, what about the other case? What about a case when he didn't pay yet, and he's the mochzak? So let's go back now to Sif Chaf Aleph, which is in the first page in the papers. And it says like this, Machar Loizroim. There's a case I told you before. A guy sold seeds, which are edible. Kigon chitim v'sarim v'zaron v'loy tzamchu. And he planted them, and they didn't sprout. Ein achay b'achra yusan. Afil ayazera pishtan shroy bnei adam koinen oisel ezria hoya v'oichlem oisai. Ein achay b'achrayes zriasai. Ein achay b'achrayes zriasai. You don't have to pay. So it said here, roy bnei adam buy it for zria. Then the Rama adds, miu im loy nasan adain mamois. If the lekech did not pay yet, yeshayimim diyachal lekech loymar lezria kanisi. Yeshayimim diyachal lekech loymar lezria kanisi. The lekech could say, I bought it for the purpose of Zeria, not Achila. It says, I bought it for the purpose of Zeria to plant the seeds. The seeds that you gave me are not plantable grade seeds, and I want my and I don't want to pay you. I don't want to pay you. Fine. So he doesn't have to pay. So is the Ramah talking even if the roiv is in the favor of the seller? Let's say roiv people buy seeds for eating. And now you're claiming that you don't want to pay because you planted them and they're not roiv for planting. But you didn't buy them for planting. So if you look at the Gra here, Miu, the Gra says that Tamla is in a basa ruba, mishum does in a basa cheska samamoina, but makes a chaver of a raya. It sounds like from him that once you have the money, then the roiv is never going to be good enough. The roiv is not going to be good enough. So that's what the Rambam would be saying. But we were medayik in the mechaber before, not like that. We were medayik in the mechaber before, right? That it's only if there's no roiv in the favor of the moicher. So the Nesivus asks this kasha, and he brings down a very geshmak svar. Let's speak out the svar to be mechalak, but then in the end he passes, it's not like that svar, but it's a geshmak svar to speak out. So what's the case? Lekech says that the buyer took the animal, and now he realizes it's not capable of plowing. He goes back to the seller, says, "Man, you sold me an ox which I can't use for my purpose, which is to plow." He says, "Well, I thought you were buying it to shecht, and it's perfectly fine to shecht, so I don't want to give you back your money." So he says, "Well, that's not why I bought it, and I don't want to pay you." Well, most people who buy ox are buying it to eat. And therefore, based on the roiv, you owe me the money. The shmashmois and the machaber would be that the buyer has to pay, even though there's only a roiv in his there's a roiv in the favor of the moicher. Why? He's the mochzak, he's holding the money. So the prisha says, because once you take an animal, you become mechuyiv to pay. So your mukhsakois on the money is very weak. The mukhsakois of the seller after the sale is done on the money is very strong. The sale is done, the transfer of funds took place, the seller has the money, has a very strong chazak on the money. The loker to get it back needs a real proof, and therefore a roiv is not going to be a good enough proof to be moitzi the mammon from the moicher. But the lokeach owes the money. His chazak, the fact that he has the money, it's not such a good chazaka, because he just didn't pay it, but he really owes him. So says the Prisha, if as long as the roiv is in the favor of the moicher, the lekech would have to pay.
Return the ox.
Well, I don't want to return the ox. The seller doesn't want. It's not considered a mum. It's not considered a mum as far as the moicher is concerned.
Still must have the mice. In fact, if he owes it for the cow, take the cow back.
No, so you made a kinyan. You made a kinyan. You made a kinyan, and if you made a kinyan, you have no proof that the kinyan was not valid. That's the whole point. It's not. You have to. That's your opinion because you're using roiv. But the moicher, you're using a miyat. But the roiv says not like that. The roiv says that the sale was done for achila. So this is the prisha svara. The Nesivus, you probably have it on the page.
I owe you money, so take back Shavu Kesser. Take back
the cash. It's not worth the same anymore. I went up and down in price.
Anyway, you can't do that, because look at the last Ramah. The Ramah says, Kol makom davi mekach tois, tzorch lachs or loidomov, v'isle izuzi, tzorch litan leimois, davi kabal choiv. In Choshe Mishpat, there's different ways how to accept payment. Right? But Nezikin is b'meitav. Right? There's different halachas. So a Baal Choyv, when you owe someone money, you can't say, "Hey, I have an old antique, grandfather clock from my great-grandfather, and it's worth the amount that I owe you, can you take it?" No, I want cash. The lender can demand cash. But what if you damage someone? Can the lender demand cash? Meitav, whatever, different. What happens if you owe someone for work that they did? Every category of there's a different halacha about this. So what about if you want to give back money that's owed from a mekach tois? That's like a bachoy, you have to give cash. You can't just say, hey, take the cash value and something else. In points, you know? So, so the Nesivis, in the end of Yud Beis, basically says no, no such Svara. And the bottom line is that whoever is holding the money gets to keep the money until the person who wants to take it away from him brings a proof which is better than Roiv. Roiv is not good enough, and Roiv will not even be mighty from the Lokech either. And he says the words in the Mechaber, El Afilu Ki Adodi, is Lav Dafka. That means that even if Roiv is in the favor of the Moicher, if the Lokech did not pay yet, Roiv animal, let's take this again. He bought a cow, he didn't pay. He wants to say that he bought the animal for Harisha, for plowing, and therefore it's a Mekach Toys. Because I can't use the animal for plowing. The buyer says, most people that come into my store are buying it for the purpose of Achila, to eat it. And therefore I sold you an animal which is worthy of that. If the buyer didn't pay, and he insists that he did not buy it for that reason, he bought it for Harisha, and he wants his money back, the Nesivis paskins that in the favor of the Lokeach, and since he's the Mochzak, he can hold on to the money. He doesn't have to pay. It's an interesting machloikas.
He could hold on to the what?
The money.
He didn't pay it.
He didn't pay. He would have to give back the animal, right? Obviously.
But if he paid it, he couldn't.
If he paid, then the opposite. Now everything's in the favor of the seller. Because once he gave over the money, once the transfer of funds took place, then it's all over.
If the buyer disclosed ahead of time that that's what he needs it for, he needs it for plowing.
Clear.
He's bought.
That's good.
Even if the robe is against him.
Yes, yes, yes. That's the end of the mechaber. Not even if you disclose it. If the last 10 times that you came to the store, you disclosed, I need another animal for my flock, for my plowing flock. Okay, sure. Come in, last 10 times. This time he was silent, he didn't say anything. But they have a relationship, and the seller knows who the buyer is. The seller can't come now and say, well, you didn't say anything, so I went with the Roiv. Can't do that. If he knows that the understanding on the part of the buyer is for a certain thing, then he has to go with that. So these are all different ways to prove the point. Okay, so that would be the halacha in those cases, and there's a lot of pratim here, but that you're right, Shmuel. That if as long as he spoke it out, it's good. Now there is a question here: if both sides have to know about this, in other words, the whole concept over here. What if they're on a different page? The seller, in his mind, sold it for Achila, and the buyer, in his mind, bought it for Harisha. So, who do you go by? At that point, you go by the Muchzak, right? It doesn't.
Yeah, but if I argue and say, I told you, and you say, no, you never told me, then...
No, then you go back to the Safek case. Again, you go with the Muchzak, you know? But in general, if they're not on the same page, then you go with the Muchzak.
That's the case. That's the case in Chavar Emor. They're not on the same page. He says, I told you bought it for this, and I said, I thought you were buying it for that.
Right, exactly. Now, if we just go... obviously, this is a Welt Sugya. Giving it a half hour is not really doing justice, but just a few tidbits on this point. Now, there is a sif before in Chaf that we'll just read what it says, because there's one point that's interesting. It says, "Hamoichel chaver zeroni gino shein atzman shel zeroinin nechal." You sold me a certain type of seed, which is not an edible seed. It's not like wheat or barley. You sold me a tomato seed. The purpose of a tomato seed is clearly to plant, and it didn't work. The seller has to give back the money. Now, this is another case, like we had before, that the seller has to give back the money even though the buyer is not returning the item because the seeds are gone. Okay? And why? Why can't he say, I thought you were buying it to eat it? Because that's much more than roiv. That's the derech ha'olam in general. But nobody buys it for eating. But what happens if he says, I sold the same seeds to 10 other people and they worked for everybody else. They didn't work for you. So it must be that the reason they didn't work is because your land doesn't have enough nutrients.
Soil's not good.
The soil is not good. Not because my seeds are not good. So what would be the claim over there? What would happen in that case? You hear that point?
You have to show that other things grew in his land.
Who?
The environment.
Oh, he's saying Vim Lux the art Babardic Ainachus and Shema Machlas Abard Lloyd Samchu. Shema. So it sounds like from the Machaber that as long as there's a possibility that the seller can blame the soil of the buyer, he would not have to give back the money. Okay? So again, we would go back to the point. We would go back to the same concept of myself. All right, if he didn't pay yet, maybe you wouldn't have to pay, because he could say, "Look, it wasn't my soil; it was your seeds." Now, here's a big question in the Poiskim. The Shach deals with the question in that case: when you do the Mekach Tois, when you have the Mekach Tois claim, do you also get reimbursed for the money that you spent on the planting? You sold me, you hear the question? You sold me bad seeds. Okay, the seeds cost $3 for a pallet. Okay? Now I spent thousands of dollars on my employees planting this and that. Now I go in, the whole thing, and Mekach Tois, you sold me bad seeds. I go back to the Garden Depot and I say, the seeds are no good. They're like, oh yeah, I made them sick, sorry. Here's your $3 back. It says in Shulchan Aruch. I follow Shulchan Aruch. It says that I sold you bad seeds and you get back your money. Okay, but do you get reimbursed for all the money that you spent on the planting, which is the main expense? So the Shach brings down that in Malot Toyin Sheyedev Bir. No, it's not the Shach, it's the Smam, sorry. In Smam, Memvav says, Mishum Hachi, Nami Tzach Lachzila Kol Dama, Afshu Kvar Kolo Venirka, Ve'ina Mochi Yochel, Loi Malakech Hachzili, Ve'anima, Aval Ma Shetarach V'hoitzi Bizyosan, Ein Tzach HaMochi Alitin La'alakech. You don't have to pay, okay? But, that's all, you do not have to pay for the expenses that came out from using the bad seeds. You see the Shach, the Sma, Memvav?
Yeah.
So the Shaila is, that only a case where, it's mashma a little bit in the Sma, it's only in a case where the seller didn't know either. What if the seller did know? And he was hoping that the guy would just forget about it. So it's possible in that case, Allah is different. If the seller knew, then isn't it meduik a little bit in the Sma, that if the seller knew, then maybe he does have to pay? I don't know yet. What?
And a mazik. But it's a grama mazik. It's not, he didn't cause the hazik to die.
But he knew it was going to happen.
Great. So he's no worse than the guy who blocks your driveway and doesn't let you park in it.
No. It's a little more direct. Because the seeds are being used for this purpose. And if he knew, then that's one of the tanoim of gromas. You have to know what you're doing. I'm not sure. I'm not saying this for sure. I'm saying, I think that there's a little bit of a diuk like that. That you would have to think about that. That the Sma's all talking when he doesn't know about it. But this is very nageah, right? You buy a piece of property, then you buy a piece of property, then you put in money, and then you go to get it zoned, and then they sold your property. They're not able to be zoned for this. Now, we had discussed that this was the purpose of the whole thing, right? So unless you have a good lawyer drafting you a contract, even if you could somehow get some money back, they may not be able to pay you, right? You may not be able to get all the money back for all the damages, right? So this is like an interesting type of shaila that would come up in these cases, okay? So next week, we're going to talk about the shipping costs that are involved. Okay, what happens if I want to ship it back or I ship it? These are also similar expenses that could come up from Mekach Tois. We'll talk about that in Hashem next week.